Balls are usually considered harbingers of fun to roll, toss around, play with. But a prototype of a ball is now being developed that could alert you, protect you, and should it come to it, thwart your criminal intentions. A Swedish company called Rotundus is developing a robotic ball called the Orb that can survey an area, detect intruders, sound an alarm, and even give pursuit. Nils Hult is the CEO of Rotundus. He joins us from Uppsala, Sweden. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
How big is this ball, sir?
Today it's about half a meter, and that's our prototype, but it will probably be something like 1 meter.
And how does it move around and look at things?
It has a pendulum inside. It's moving weights inside, and therefore shifting the weights, the center of mass, it starts rolling. Think of a wheel, like a hamster wheel, like a hamster running inside of a wheel. And it basically works something like that. And if the hamster runs fast enough, then the ball rolls fast enough. It's actually a matter of gears, how fast it will go.
How would an orb know to chase something?
I think the best way to see this is as a mobile surveillance camera, mm-hmm. actually, instead of one that is stationary. This one could be moved around, it moves constantly, and then if an alarm is triggered, then an operator will take control over it and steer it. There are other uses for it. You can have a gas detection instruments in it to detect fires or leaks.
Gas detection if there's a gas leak or something?
Yeah, smoke detection for the fires. And also, with your home loan security initiative, there are various artificial noses being developed for detecting explosives. When it moves around an airport, it could sniff those for explosives.
So, for example, if you had a large area that needed to be surveyed and protected, let us say a factory, nuclear power plant, you could have, what, 1, 2, or 3 orbs just constantly in motion?
Yeah, something like that, patrolling the inside or outside of the fence. For example, if you have a lot of buildings, it might be hard to cover all the area with cameras.
What inspired your thinking to settle on this orb, sir?
Originally, this one was intended for exploring the surface of Mars or the Moon. The advantage there is that it's very light. It's something like 4 or 5 kilo. We travel large distances. We can get up to speed to 20, 30 miles per hour without using a lot of energy.
I have to ask, have you ever seen that old BBC television show, The Prisoner?
No, I haven't. I've been told about it, and I've seen pictures of it on the net, so I understand why.
Yeah, there's an orb in there that's kind of a sinister force, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Slowly follows people around. I have to get a copy of that thing.
Well, Mr. Hult, nice talking to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Nils Hult is the founder and CEO of Rotundus in Uppsala, Sweden. And you can see a picture of the robot ball on our website, npr.org.